Welcome to your doom.
Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever.
Eszol Gabir úr, jelentsérék a csárdában vannak.
Kicsodák?
Jelentsérék.
És ti hová mentek? Átak a kurva anyátok! Gyerünk!
Hello, fellow Beastians, this is your gaming beast, and this is episode 47. So we got quite a lot of things to go through. Let's jump into it. Yeah, let's jump into it, you know, it's just the thing to do. So I've been doing a lot of Gaming Beast episodes with guests in the last month and stuff, but this time it's just going to be plain old me, your one and only Gaming Beast, and I've got actually show notes here. Yes, I hadn't had show notes in a long while, but don't worry, it's going to be pretty much rambly for the most part, but I just wanted to get some specific things out there, okay? So, one of the things is that a certain thing that I wanted to do is a schedule, and I have been wanting to do this for literally years now, ever since I started doing content for the internet, which has been around 3 years, I think now. It's getting close to that. It's crazy, but yeah. I got some updates here. I've been, you know, on and off with hiatuses here and there, but whatever. I want to stop this, and I want to make it a regular thing, okay? Now that doesn't mean there's going to be content every day, but I want to get it regularly out. So what I decided for now, the preliminary plan for the for content on for Gaming Beast content will be Monday. There's gonna be a Let's Play. Okay, so I'm gonna continue the Let's Play of Titan's Quest, and there's probably gonna be more of the Safehouse Diaries Let's Plays and other random one shots probably. Am I gonna do another series? Maybe, well, probably, since I want to do more Let's Plays still, but it's going to be like I'm thinking more one-shots like I used to do way, way back when I started out this channel, the YouTube channel, whatever. So Monday is going to be Let's Play Day. Then we're going to have Random Wednesday, which is going to be basically where I'll have a bigger video, okay? Because the Let's Plays to do is actually pretty easy. It's just a little bit, you know, it just takes a little bit of time. I got it all set up. I got templates and stuff, you know, for my editing software. So it's pretty easy to just drag and drop the stuff. So often I have actually a bunch of footage still also for Titan's Quest, and I could have put them out, you know, earlier, but I just have this thing where I want certain episodes to be watched before I put out a new episode. But I rather have a schedule, so you can, you know, you can count on your beast. So Wednesday is going to be random, and that's going to be anything from Virtual Warriors to review to, hey, let's bring back Gaming Beast Tries or something like that, you know, or something else. You know, that's two videos a week. I think that's pretty good. It's better than it was used to be. Now this time it's going to be Fridays. It's going to be a beast cast. I don't want to burn myself out. I want to give myself one free day in between. Maybe the schedule's going to change. I know it used to be Thursdays, but now for a long time it's just Beastcast just came out whenever the hell it wanted to. Now, I know for a fact that it's actually today, it's Wednesday, so it's supposed to be Random Wednesday, but since the schedule, I'm just announcing the schedule now, it's going to happen afterwards. So whatever, you know, whatever, so we'll just go from there, right? Let me check. Okay, so this is going to be the schedule for now. Now I might be more specific and might change the schedule a little bit here and there, but I just want to try. This is kind of an experiment, if I can do it, and it's also for myself, you know. Time wise I'm not going to put an exact time date for the day, but it's going to be in that day. So, and because I have a lot of viewers and listeners who are from other continents and stuff, like from a lot of from the US, or, you know, also good old Kaiser in Australia and stuff, So there might be, time difference, so I rather just say the day, and then it's going to come out that day. So if you subscribe to me, you'll know when I have a new video. If you follow my channel, or my Twitter, you'd know when I have a new gaming beast, like a Beastcast or something. So yeah, or also Daropka's Dungeon, So that's also going to be more now. Since those are pretty easy to do, I just have to sit down and do them. I do tend at times, one of my weaknesses that I can procrastinate, especially if, I feel a little bit demotivated and stuff, but I just gotta kick myself in the butt and just do it and shut the fuck up. Anyway, next topic here I want to talk about is going to be the Dead Multi-Society Steam Group. CF had this idea to do a Steam group. We did a couple of Steam groups, but most of them just simmered out, whatever. But we decided, he decided actually, he had this idea to do a Steam group, so we could get people together to play multiplayer games that nobody plays anymore, dead multiplayer games. And I had the idea to call Dead Multi-Society. So we started the website, I mean the Steam group, and wow, that is the biggest Steam group we ever had. So many people jumped on it. We have now 70 members on that, which is really huge for us. So we've been announcing, if you want to join, it's going to be in the description. If you're a Steam user, come and join. If you're not a Steam user, just start to become a Steam user, so just go ahead and it's easy to sign up, install Steam. I mean, it's fucking easy. There's free games on Steam. There's always Team Fortress you can play and a bunch of MMOs, and there's very cheap games. There's always sales. There's bundles where you can get Steam games. It's just there's no excuse not to be a Steam user. Even if you got an older PC, there's a lot of games on Steam that will work on older PCs. Like a lot. There's like a lot of Mega Drive games too. There is friggin' Avernum. That's like an old school RPG that I used to play a lot. That it ha well. Or was it the same guy did Avernum? He has Gene, was it Gene Pool or Gene something? There's a bunch of games, dude. Just write me, give me, send me a message, and ask me what. Tell me what kind of games you like. There should be a Steam equivalent for that. And if you're saying, oh, but I don't like to play games on the PC because I like to sit on my couch and play games for my TV. Guess what? You can do now. You can get the full scrim. It's got high def these days. You can play Steam games on your TV. It's that's the great thing about Steam. You can do what is something they called what is it, big picture. And if you have an HDMI cable, you can connect your computer to your TV. It should have an HDMI output, and then you can play Steam from your TV, from your couch. And you can connect, for example, what I do, I connect my HDMI cable to my TV, and I have a USB extension where I can connect it with a mouse and also, of course, my joypad, because there's, and big picture is cool because then it changes Steam to where it's you can control it with a controller. But you can still control it with a mouse and keyboard, but you can't control it. You can basically make your computer totally into a console. So there's no excuse for your for console loving buddies to not play Steam games, because there's a lot of games, like for example Injustice. That one works great and it's a ton of fun. If you like fighting games, if you like Justice League, you like the DC characters, from the same guys who did the Mortal Kombat games, Injustice is, I think, is a great game. There's other games, fighting games, platformers, what they think about La Mulana. That's a great platformer. It's kind of like your little Indiana Jones guy, and you gotta, like, there's puzzles to solve and stuff. So, and yet it moves, works surprisingly well with the joypad. I thought it wouldn't, but it does really well, actually. Braid. There's a ton of platformers out there, and also other games you can play with a joypad. So you got no excuse. Get on it, I know HDMI cables are not that cheap, but it's just Just don't go to McDonald's a little bit, you know. Don't. I don't know. Like, you know, you can save your pennies. You can make it happen. Make it happen. You know. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Anyway. So I. Of course, I rambled on into that because that's what I do. I ramble on, and where you know there where it takes me, as Lucifer Lawyers says. Okay. So we're gonna have one more to repeat. The schedule is gonna be Monday. Let's Play Day. Random Wednesdays. Or it's going to be a bigger video of some sort, and Friday Beastcast. Now, the reason why I didn't make it like specific days for specific shows is because I want to keep the schedule simple, because then I will be more likely to follow it, you know. And then, once I got a rhythm going, I might change it up and might add more or something. But I don't want to burn out. You know, that's the thing what happened to me a couple of times, that I went and I burned out. And you know, I don't want this to happen, you know. And I want to keep this going. You know, there's a lot of people in the circles that I follow where people drop out of YouTube or they're sick of this ripped off Jag, and they just stop with Blip. You know, they got kicked out of Blip. Blip helped them to stop Blip, I guess. So they switch to Vimeo and shit like that, or they give up, you know, content making in general. And I'm like, no, why do you do that? You know, if you stop, why do you gotta erase all your content? You know, I mean, maybe for a job interview or stuff, but you don't have to erase it right away. You could just privatize it or unlist it and give it to people that would like to watch it, you know. But erasing your entire content, and usually what the people do is harmless. They're just talking about their hobbies and stuff. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, I think. So I don't understand. Also, Alex Swingel, I talked to him. I don't understand when people just erase their YouTube channels. Like, if you got a video you're embarrassed about, then okay, maybe. But even then, it's like, maybe people like this video, and it's like charming us to see where you start. Because I know I got shitty videos out there. My early stuff I can barely watch. But on the other hand, I'm like, this is where I start. This is who we are. You know, we are Dovis PR. So, man, a lot of Tim and Eric references in this one. Oh well, but you just gotta live with it. You know, great job. So, anyway, so the next thing, Dead Multi Society. Okay, let's get back to that shit. That is a Steam group you should join, because we got 70 members and it's only growing, you know. And we got events lined up. We got on the 5th of April, we got a big Unreal Tournament game. To be fair, I don't know how many will show up, but hopefully, you know, it's going to be most likely me and CF and anybody else who wants to join. We did in the past manage to get a couple of people to play Unreal Tournament with us, so I'm gonna try to get some of the gang, you know, like, you know, who knows, maybe even Shin Tizzle and stuff. Although I love you, Shin Tizzle, you're awesome, but you know, I know you're not a big PC gamer, you know, but who knows, maybe if it's the right time, the right day, hell, maybe even Jerry will show up, although that I highly doubt. But that's why I want to get a console, so I can also get some gaming going with those guys, you know, like a PS3 or something, do some good old. Because I remember when Jerry did a X-Men Let's Play, well, the X-Men arcade game, I think, with some guys, with Gooch and a Douchebag and those guys, good times. And I'd like to do that too, you know. I think that would be kind of like a revisiting of the old times, and get some of the gang that I do hang out with, but I don't hang out in game-wise, you know, like some shit like that. You know what I'm talking about. So anyway, Dead Multi Society, our events are 5th of April is Unreal Tournament, and I just today made an event on 12th of April is going to be Guncraft. Okay, and if you, in the Unreal Tournament game, if you win, you're going to be Player of the Week or something like that, and you're going to be basically the Unreal Tournament champion until your title is taken in the next Unreal Tournament game. Because that's going to be a running thing, you know. And whoever many people show up, at least it has to be two, obviously. And we're going to have, and whoever wins the game from the group, obviously. Now, I don't know if I'm going to start an own server for that or not. But probably not, because there's a lot of empty servers and it's just easier that way. And, yeah, so fifth favorite common, become the Unreal Tournament champion of that multi-society, you know? Wake up, you know, it's a new world. So, Guncraft, right, on the 12th of the Arc Pro Guncraft, that is a great shooter. It is very underplayed. By the way, I'll get back to Unreal Tournament in a second. But Guncraft is a great shooter. And it's kind of, it's the thing about Guncraft is that it has kind of this pixel block kind of look like Minecraft. And it has even crafting, like, while you're playing and you shoot at a square, at a block, it will be destroyed. You know, it's basically Minecraft with guns. Like, if Minecraft and Modern Warfare, the multiplayer version, had, like, a baby, then that would come out. They did attempt this. Another company attempted this with Ace of Spades, but that one was very non-functional and just laggy and stuff. I don't think anybody plays that anymore. I mean, because Guncraft is a really cool game, and there's also vehicles like tanks and choppers, and there's whole levels that are like Mario Kart. I mean, come on, man. I mean, what's there not to love? And it's really something that needs to be played more. Yeah, anyway, so Guncraft is something that you guys should check out, and especially if you want to come on the 12th of April. There's always sales. It shouldn't be too expensive right now. I mean, I could check Steam quick, which I should have done before the recording, but, you know, as Jerry says, this is kind of just thrown together on a whim. Yeah, because the Steam account is connecting right away. Yeah. Now I can see who has played some stuff. Oh, yeah. So let's see at the store. And what's in the store? All kinds of things. Yeah, let's just check for Guncraft. Guncraft is right now €13.99, like euros, but wow, and Battle, right away they show Ace of Spades. Now it's called Ace of Spades Battle Builder, and that one is $11.99. But definitely get Guncraft if you can. So it always goes on sales. It has been in bundles. So like all indie games nowadays, which are in bundles. So yeah. Anyway, so let's continue on here. So if you're interested in playing, and you have ideas what we could play on the Dead Multi-Society Steam group, well, come and join us and enter the discussion. We had some good discussion going on so far. So yeah, let's continue on. I want to give out a recommendation for a really cool bundle, which is gonna run out soon in, like, I think about, let me see here. In 22 hours, 28 minutes, and 48 seconds as I say this. So you have a little bit less than a day to get this bundle. It's the Humble Weekly Sale, celebrating open source. Okay, so there is a bunch of indie games in this case, and I think the whole point is that they're like open source project, or they're like, I don't know. Well, no, these are not open source, but that's kind of the, whatever, the charity, whatever, but it's just a bunch of indie games, a lot of RPGs. You have Anodyne, Defender's Quest, Magical Diary, all like JRPG styled. Incredipede, I think, is kind of a platformer puzzler. I don't know what Offspring Fling is. I'm guessing the character kind of looks like Kirby. Then there's Planet Stronghold, which looks like a science fiction RPG thing. I don't know what Evil Land is, but the game that I got it for is Neo fucking Scavenger. Okay? That game, I put already over 20 hours in that game in the last 2 days, which is fucking insane. This is one of the reasons why sometimes there's no content, because there's always so many good games to play, so little time, and especially if you want to get anything done, you know. And Neo Scavenger is a really cool turn-based, kind of roguelike game, a lot of strategy involved. It looks a lot like early Civ games in many ways, but you're basically a guy. You wake up in this cryo kind of facility, and you don't know what happens, and then you get attacked by this humanoid dog monster, right? And then you actually make your characters, you give them skills, lift them skills, and advantages, disadvantages, kind of like GURPS. And the more disadvantages it has, the more advantages you can add, but the more challenging the games become. And believe me, this game is challenging. So you basically kill that creature, or you defeat it, or avoid it with whatever skill you have, and then you get out and explore the world. And the world is basically it's in America, and I think in Michigan, but it's not the place that you recognize, because the place is a desolate wasteland. All the cities you encounter are just broken down. They're like places to scavenge, and you meet other people, but a lot of times they're hostile and they want to attack and steal your stuff. And well, sometimes they want to talk with you, but most of the time they want to attack you. And it's really cool because you don't have anything. You have the freaking, like, this hospital gown, and that's it. And with certain skills, you can find early pretty good items, but you got to be really savvy. And there's a really cool crafting system where you can craft anything, or different weapons and even clothing and stuff. And you got to scavenge for other items and stuff. It's really cool. And it's very challenging, because the game not only have to wor you worry about like hunger, thirst, you have to also worry about your temperature. You can, man, the amounts I died of hypothermia is ridiculous, just because I didn't find enough clothing, or I couldn't make fire. And it's kind of hilarious. And also the fight system, you can die also, from, hypothermia. You can also be too hot if you're wearing too much and the weather is good. There is the guy really thought about anything. You can get poisoned, you can get sick. If you got the medic advantage, then you know exactly what sickness you have and stuff. You get more like stats on your health and stuff. Your health is not just simply a health bar. You got like it's like you have how the your it's called the blood supply, basically, how much blood you have. Then you got your immune system, and you got the pain tolerance, and if any one of those goes down, you can die, basically. And it's a very interesting, because you can find pills like antibiotic pills where your immune system goes up, and you get painkillers to temporarily boost your pain tolerance and stuff like that. And it's really cool because the fighting system is really genius, okay? And it's a post-apocalyptic landscape, like, setting, but one moment here. Yeah, as I said, it's a post-apocalyptic landscape, like a theme, but it's not your typical one, in many ways, because you will have these different supernatural beings appear and stuff. And I won't tell you more. I know it's kind of a mini spoiler, but it's really interesting, and you should check it out, and you can find places where it's like the game kind of becomes like a text adventure, where you find these areas, but a lot of times it's just survival and getting to a certain point, and then stuff. And I've gotten pretty far. The longest I survived was 22, over 22 days. And you think that's not a lot, but for this game, it is a lot, I think. Because there's so many ways you can die, even if you have good stuff, good gear and stuff and everything. And I mean, and that game can go into some dark places in many ways. I won't tell you how, but you'll have to figure it out. So I'm thinking of even reviewing this game. This is kind of like a mini review right here and now, but I want to give it a proper video review, but not before I do some other reviews before, because I really want to review this now, but I feel there's still more that I can play, that I need to discover before I can do a full kind of opinion, because I haven't gotten all the items yet, and I haven't touched on all the story elements yet. The game is it's an early access game, so the game is still in active development, and the guy is kind of he's been answering questions about what he wants and what he doesn't want. Now, he says that because it's actually a flash game, but it does not play and feel like a flash game at all. It feels like a very good quality old school PC game, The guy apparently worked for BioWare and whatever, but the point is, I don't know how his name, like, when is it Neos? Figure out. Blue Bottle Games, right? And it's like a one-man crew, as far as I can tell. Let's see here. About. Okay, Daniel Fedor. I hope I'm saying that right. And he worked for BioWare for 7 years, big RPG nerd and stuff. So that's cool. So somebody who really is into that, and it feels a little bit like the old Wasteland game, a little bit like Civilization and stuff, and like a roguelike. So, and there's permadeath. You can save your game, but you can only have one save at a time and like exit out of the game. But it's not a big deal because you can get it right back. But when your character dies, that's it. It's permadeath, and there's no way to turn it off. Like, you cannot understand the frustration I felt many times, especially when I got pretty far. Always starting over and over again. So if you do not like challenging games at all, you don't like turn-based games at all, then that game is not for you. But if you do like these things, you should check it out. So definitely recommend a Neo Scavenger. I will review it in the future at one point. Yep. So yeah. Now speaking of some other stuff. Let's talk about some movie news here. So there's a lot of stuff been happening, about Batman versus Superman. If you don't know, it's basically gonna be the Man of Steel sequel, but this time they'll have Superman and Batman in there. I have talked about this before. They made a couple of little announcements. They like they switched the release date from 2015 to 2016, so it will compete with another Marvel movie, apparently the third Captain America movie, which is it's kind of a ballsy move from Marvel because even though Marvel is doing well, this is going to be a big deal. If it's going to be successful or not, will it be a Dark Knight or will it be a Green Lantern, So if it's a Green Lantern, Marvel is fine. They're like fine, and DC has another turkey on its hand. But if it's something more, like, well, not exactly like Dark Knight, but on the success level, I'm saying. Because I want to be it more lighthearted. It needs to be also more lighthearted, more than Man of Steel. It needs to be. I want to see a proper DC universe, but a one where it's not so grim and dark and gritty and bullshit. They have to finally move on completely from the Nolan-versing and Zack Snyder deciding, Superman killing is good. They somehow have to fix this whole thing in a way where it works, And if it's if it's like Batman saying, "Oh yes, I'm gonna take you down because you took down Metropolis or whatever, why did you kill and everything," and Superman is like, "Dude, I could fart at you and kill you without even trying," but my things about this. I'm honestly at this point, I'm hoping for the best. I've been like with the whole Gal Gadot situation. They've been posting some posts. I was like, her training regimen and stuff. They really want to make the fans happy now, I guess. But we'll see. I'm not sure about Gal Gadot. I'm pretty on board with Ben Affleck being Batman. With Batfleck, I'm pretty unsure. I'm not sure of if Godot is our gal. I'm sorry. It's a really bad joke. No, I'm sure. I'm hoping that Gal Gadot has the looks, and I'm sure she'll buffen up, where it's she's where it's appropriate. My question is, how will the storyline unfold? Because now you're gonna have instead of the world's finest, it's gonna be the Trinity, and they also announced other characters. So it's kind of like a wishy-washy Justice League at this point. And I heard even rumors that they're gonna film the Justice League at the same time. And I'm like, if you do that, then you could even release the Justice League the year after and really gain some momentum here. And it does feel somewhat they wanna play catch up with Marvel. And some people say, well, they have to have a separate movie, every character, and like, They can do that afterwards. There's nobody stopping them from making them then the Flash movie, which they actually planned, which was Batman versus Superman, Flash, and then Justice League. But honestly, I don't think we really need a Flash movie, especially now that the Flash series is looking really good. By the way, the Flash series, as far as the costume goes, it does look really good. And I'm excited for it. I'm excited for the pilot. I cannot wait for it. And it's completely, going against the whole dark and gritty bullshit that they're kind of doing with Arrow, which in a way does work with Arrow because of the setting and stuff. And with the I know how the shared universe has its problems and stuff, but the shared universe is also cool. It's like, yes, you have literally men next to gods, and really what connects them is the silly costume. But on the other hand, that's what's cool about it. You got these different, basically the different levels of powers working together in their way, and I think that is very cool, and that is something that, it's not just what you can physically do, it's also what your mind can do and stuff. And with Arrow, they're slowly now introducing more super-powered based stuff. They're gonna have the Suicide Squad. Another very boring looking Suicide Squad where, jeez, it's gonna have, I don't know, it just does not look, as cool as it could be. But I digress. I digress. Arrow has its pros, and it is becoming better. He's gotten a proper Domino mask from the Flash, no less, who was able to make him a specific one that would work for him. And he stopped wearing the mascara, and started wearing an actual Domino mask, which looks actually very good. And yeah, now he looks like a proper Green Arrow, although he's just called Arrow. Now he just has to be called Green Arrow finally, and even has Speedy now, or Roy Harper in a sense, the girlfriend of his sister who he calls Speedy, which is just kind of weird, but I don't know how they're gonna have that, but apparently Speedy's is gonna be actually he's gonna be named after one of his 90s incarnations, which was Arsenal. He just has his red hood for now. He does not have a proper costume yet, but it's just kind of he's just he. What was it? Little spoiler here, guys, but Arrow just recently revealed his identity to Roy because he didn't kind of have a choice. Roy was kind of looking up to him, but he revealed his identity and stuff, and he started training him. I won't say why and stuff. You'll have to figure that out for yourself. So go out and watch it. It's a good show. The first season is on Netflix. The second season is on Hulu, not the entire one. I think they only have always 5 episodes, and once the season has ended, they'll have the entire season. And I'm thinking also on Netflix. It's a pretty good show, I think. The second season is better. It has some of the soap opera drama bullshit that the CW loves and also did heavily with Smallville. But the action scenes are pretty well choreographed, and I do like when they're adding more and more characters and stuff. They have now also Black Canary, but she doesn't have her screeching powers yet. She did use kind of a screeching weapon of some sort, so she used it at least twice, but I really hope she gets her screeching power eventually. So, but it's still kind of not, going full force like Avengers did, like with stuff. Although I've seen some screens of the Avengers film shot, because now you cannot keep anything secret of how Scarlet Witch will look like, and Quicksilver, and it's the same guy who played Kick-Ass. I forgot his name, but it's like he looks pretty cool. His costume is pretty much a blue shirt and something, and it looks pretty cool. It's not quite the Quicksilver costume, but his hair is pretty right. And I'm really excited to see some of the speed powers he will do. Scarlet Witch is just, she doesn't have her costume really. She just has kind of a red kind of jacket and just pretty much normal clothing for the most part. I am gonna wait for it, and maybe this is like her origin, where in the third movie she'll for some reason will have the full costume, and they do at times go with more of the look of the Ultimates, so we'll just have to wait and see. Now, of course, I would like to have the classical costume, and who knows, it might happen. With Marvel, they've been much better with the costumes, much, much better. But I guess there's some limitations also with real life, and I guess with the live action kind of depiction of the characters. But still, there's still a little bit they could go, and they could just go with it, and just they did Captain America, come on, they did him pretty much straight up, like. They did Thor pretty much straight up, although he never wears his helmet, but pretty much the same shit. I guess with those two characters, it was easier to explain why they wear those costumes. With the Hulk, it's always easy because he's just got his pants, and the rest is just him. And then you got Iron Man, which that's his power. Hawkeye, they changed completely, and I'm okay with that, I guess. And it's his ultimate look, so sure. But maybe, who knows, we'll get the classic Hawkeye look. It would be kind of cool. There's some purple in there, so I it's not as it's much better as like the new X-Men is shaping up to be the what is it, the Days of Future Past, because the Singer again with his black rubber fetish kind of thing going on, and I'm like, dude, Matrix, the late 90s and early 2000s is called, and they want their Matrix back, because First Class, X-Men First Class, it was going in the right direction. They actually had the more blue and yellow kind of outfits, and the Magneto costume looked really cool, but now Magneto costumes again is really dark, kind of almost magenta, it's just. They're really staying away from the bright colors, and I'm like, why? You did it so well in First Class. Why go back to the black leather? Come on. Come on, man. Come on. Also, why no Gambit? Why you not like Gambit? The only time he popped up was in Origins. We get more Mystique. Great. Oh my god, she's a shapeshifter. And when she's her normal voice, she kind of looks naked. Oh, Jennifer Lawrence. Oh my god. Oh, FanFest. Come on, people. We get it. Yeah, Jennifer Lawrence is hot. We get it all. That's not the issue here. The issue is here that we had how many X-Men movies now? And it's always been about Wolverine and. Look at Mystique's butt. Well, let's kill off Cyclops because nobody cares about Cyclops, I care about Cyclops. I care about Gambit. What was with Gambit, Seriously. And why was Nightcrawler in the third one? And that one is a turkey, jeez. He had so much potential and just went down the drain. Anyway, I am more for Singer doing the movies. Then this will have Sentinels, although the Sentinels kind of look weird. But I'll wait and see. I'll wait and see. Apparently, we'll have Psylocke now in a bigger role, But I want my freaking Gambit. Now, since it's kind of time travel-y, and apparently they're doing this storyline because they want to kind of semi-reboot at least the entire X-Men franchise. I that's something I agree with Movie Bob on. Reboot it completely, like with you did with the Star Trek universe, because I know that Fox will not give up the X-Men rights back fully to Marvel. So if you're gonna do that, reboot now, because what's his face who's playing Wolverine, he cannot play Wolverine forever, He does a really good Wolverine, and at this point he's been in like what, three Four, he's been in five movies as Wolverine. Hell, even the first three X-Men movies were X-Men and a couple of other was Wolverine and a couple of X-Men. It's like the band Wolverine and the X-Men kind of thing, We all love Wolverine. I haven't seen the new movie, The Wolverine, but I really want to. I just didn't have a chance yet. I've heard some good things about it, that it is better than Origins is, which is not really hard, but because that sucked balls. That was the worst X-Men movie ever, honestly. I mean, if you just look at the special effects of that one, come on, Fox. I get it. You rushed this one simply to keep the X-Men license because, oh my God, Marvel could have regained those and imagine an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with mutants. I don't even like to think about that. I don't even like to think about that because that would be fucking awesome. I won't lie. Okay, but anyway, let's move on to Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. There's been a lot of people who have been disliking this show, and I'm like, you just been expecting a follow-up, a direct follow-up to Avengers, and instead what you got was a normal kind of like sci-fi fantasy kind of cop show, basically. We didn't get that many superheroes, really. We got in a character that, okay, spoiler alert, the black dude in the beginning that a lot of people thought would be Luke Cage. Well, guess who he's turning out to be? Okay, spoiler alert, if you don't want to be spoiled, just if you haven't seen it on the internet floating around already, just stop the recording here and just fast forward a little bit. It's Deathlok, okay? Deathlok is actually a pretty cool character. He's like a cyborg from the future, and I remember him popping up in the Marvel Universe all the freaking time, and he was pretty cool. He had a pretty cool design. Now, he doesn't look as, at this point, he doesn't look exactly like that yet, but he did get a robotic leg, which was pretty cool looking. And there was some screens floating around from an episode where he get like kind of an outfit resembling the original Deathlok, but a lot of people, he looks like a Power Rangers reject. Oh, this sucks, blah blah blah. And I'm like, dude, it's Deathlok on TV. Give it some chance, dude. It's a TV show, okay? It's not a big budget Marvel movie. And you know how Marvel has been really stingy on the budget, you know? And maybe they're doing this so they can still make Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And so far, I liked it. You know, Lucifer's Lawyer said that the sets looked really cheap. And I'm like, they work for me. I don't have a problem with the sets. I didn't. I really didn't. I really like the tone. I really like the energy. I really like that it can get very dark, but there's also humor in it. Now, it was also that Lucifer's Lawyer said he doesn't like Joss Whedon's stuff. And I'll say that I'm not the biggest Whedonite, but I did watch Buffy back in the day, and I want to rewatch it from the beginning. And I did watch Serenity, Firefly, whatever. Did enjoy the show. It wasn't the greatest piece of show that I've ever seen. It's not the best space adventure series, I said. You know, I know, sacrilege, how dare I? Blah, blah, blah. It's the best thing ever. And I mean, it's kind of unfair to judge a show that only has 13 episodes, you know, and maybe if the show would have gone on, I would have liked it more. Look, I did like the idea that it was a space western, and they really pushed that point, you know, even in the intro and stuff. And but it was like they had like normal guns, except one episode where one dude had a laser because the lasers existed, but they were really expensive or stuff, and it was cheaper just to have normal guns. And I'm like, yeah, but you kind of eliminated also most space battles. That was the thing, is that the show, what they also did was a big bold step that they actually went with physics here more, where they said in space there's no sound, so they actually didn't have any sounds when there was any explosions or shit. And I'm like, that's cool, but that meant the focus was mostly on the people themselves. And when I watch a space adventure show, I want to see some shit in space happening. And I know physics pretty well. I'm not a big like physics major or genius or anything, but I do understand the concept of there cannot be sound where there's no air. But I do not watch a sci-fi show for realism, okay? I do not watch a movie like that for realism. Now, I appreciated when they tried it, but they like did it, and instead of sound, they just had like some banjo playing, like do-do-do-do-do-do-do, and then some ship exploded. The Serenity didn't have any weapons on board, which I didn't understand why that was the case. Like, any weapons, seriously, not even a fucking laser or something, or even some rockets, like nothing. That bugged me, because again, no space. That also bugged me with Farscape. Until, because, but with Farscape at least, it was the whole concept that they were on a living ship. And that was, the ship was not made for combat, you know, because there were living ships made in a certain way. And that ship actually gave birth to another ship, which that birth was tinkered with, so it became a warship. And that one did have weapons. That one had a whole storyline, so that was made well. And that was a different story in a sense where they were hunted by the big empire. And there was kind of that in Firefly. I will say this, with Firefly, I did enjoy the characters. And I liked the idea that it was more like straight up faced space western. But when I think space western, I think some shit like Brave Star or the Adventures of the Galaxy Rangers or Saber Rider. You know, I want to see something like that in live action. You know, I want to see Saber Rider in live action or something like that. You know, where they have lasers, but they actually look like revolvers. And I don't care if it makes sense at all. It just looks cool, okay? And I do like real kind of guns also in space. That works too. Like, it worked really well with Starship Troopers, you know? But I do like my lasers, you know? I do like my laser, you know? Find my laser. So, I'm just like, Serenity is a good show, you know? But there's a lot of space exploration, space adventure shows out there, and in a lot of different tones and styles and whatever. You got the freaking Lex, you got the Star Trek shows, you got Andromeda, which I haven't really watched, but I'm gonna watch it. And the other one has like freaking Kevin Sorbo. It's basically, it's not quite Hercules in space, but now that would have been a cool concept if we just take that Hercules, but it's in the future and it's in space and. Well, but they didn't do it, so whatever. So that was talking about the shows. Oh yeah. I've been discussing with Lucifer Lawyer about Michael B. Jordan in Fantastic Four. I still need to see some more movies with Michael B. Jordan, including what is it? That one superhero flick he was in there, but it was kind of like a found footage kind of thing, Chronicle, I guess. So I will watch that, and then I will give my opinion on the subject matter for real. But I'm gonna give him a chance, you know. I mean, Chris Evans, you know, who used to be Johnny Storm, he gave his blessing. So, you know, I don't know if that means anything, but you know, it's. I'm hoping it's gonna be. I kind of hope it could be cool, in a way, because a good Fantastic Four movie would be really cool. But on the other hand, if the movie would fail, we would win, because then there would be a huge possibility that, you know, they would like with the Hulk, Fox would basically let the rights expire, and Marvel could regain Fantastic Four, and then we could have all these colors. So we could have Silver Surfer. In the Marvel Universe, in the Marvel Movieverse, we could have Galactus, we could have fucking Uatu the Watcher, which, since they are, saving, what is it, Thanos for the third Avengers movie, and I think that's one of the reasons they're doing it, because they're hoping that the rights could revert, you know? Because they tried actually to get some of the rights back, but that they didn't do it because so they would give what is it Fox still give just let Fox have the rights for Daredevil because the thing is Marvel has regained a lot of the live action rights for a lot of the characters right but the three biggest ones that they still don't have and they probably won't have is Spider-Man, X-Men, Fantastic Four and another character that I didn't know that they still didn't have was Namor now I don't know with Namor, but there hasn't been really. Maybe they once announced a movie, maybe sometime way back. But even one of the big heads of Marvel thought that that guy was reverted. Because if they even would just get Namor the Submariner back, yes, they wouldn't have all Fantastic Four back, but they will have Namor. And that means they could set up Namor and the entire Atlanteans, and you know, that would mean Namorita and all this stuff. I don't know if Namorita counts in that, but probably she does. But I really hope they do, because I do like that. Also, now in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there was an episode that included Sif and what is it, the Seductress or something like that. So they had actually some bigger name Marvel characters in the show, and it worked really well. Like, Sif is really badass. I love her. She's like basically a better Wonder Woman than DC ever had so far. Which, well, okay, the live action show back in the 70s was good, don't get me wrong, but she already looks much more appropriate for Wonder Woman in many ways, like just physically imposing, than, for example, Gal Gadot. And I know what I'm saying. She can still, you know, buff up. So I'm going to give Gal Gadot all the chances she gets. Because Gal Gadot, you know, she's very attractive, but will she be also able to act out the part? And Sif has really pushed this whole point. You know, the actress who plays Sif, Jamie Alexander. Or am I messing? I'm mixing something up here, maybe. But the actress who does her really justice was really good. So people who have been complaining about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. not having any big Marvel characters, were, there you go, yet Sif, you know. Now, if you're expecting for Robert Downey Jr. or Chris Evans or Mark Ruffalo to show up, well, the thing is that I think that's something, if they do that, they will save that for the season finale. And I really hope this season will do well, because I really want a second season, you know. And there has been just, from the fan community, a lot of whining, bitching, and moaning that the show isn't good because it doesn't feature all the Avengers all the time. Because that makes totally sense budget-wise, right? That's totally doable, right? You could have, like, the Avengers, the series, but the same kind of level. So every episode costs $300 million. Are you fucking kidding me? No way. You know, it's like, I think they might have like $1 million for an episode at most. So they gotta make this work. So, yeah, I like the idea of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because not only does it build the world more, it also adds... They added a bunch of origin stories for a bunch of minor villains, including, I believe, Blizzard and Gravitron. So all these villains can pop up in the movies and the show, and there's still some minor characters out there that could, there's still characters out there that can, they may not get a movie, but they can get pop up in the show, and it's always the case, it's always possible. And hey, once you add Atlanteans in the mix, the Marvel Universe just got bigger, because I love how they also focus on Asgard. But I want to have the crazy world not just be Asgard and the Hydra dudes and shit. You know, I want to have it bigger. Now, I know that, you know, Fox is going to be dickbags, and they're just going to make X-Men movie after X-Men movie. And Sony is going to be a dickbag and just going to be making Spider-Man movie after Spider-Man. By the way, Spider-Man 2, they're like so pushing it. They're putting so many villains in there, and they're trying to make a... for the fucking new Green Goblin, he looks like fucking Pumukul, okay? And if you don't know who Pumukul is, he's like a mischievous kind of kobold from a TV series from Bavaria way back. So super obscure, unless you were from Germany. But that's what he looks like, okay? He looks like an idiot, okay? He just doesn't look like the Green Goblin at all. You know, people have been saying, oh, now he can do his expressive face and shit, and because the old Green Goblin looked like a Power Ranger, and I'm like... Yes, the costume wasn't the greatest, but it worked much better, and it much more looked like the Green Goblin. There was a costume that they never used that was perfect. And I'm like, but this? Nah, fuck that shit. Even the new Goblin outfit was better than this. It's just some young kid who just looks really, trying to look really crazy. And I'm like, with some spiky hair, I'm like, no. No, he's gotta have fucking green skin, or like a green mask, and he's got to look like the Goblin properly. You know, I mean, how hard is it to get the fucking costume right? They did do it. It was a costume. They didn't use it. It was like an animatronic one kind of thing, and it looked really cool. It looked really menacing. It was perfect. And of course they didn't use that costume, and I don't know why. Like, But I still love Spider-Man 1 because it's the closest thing to the Goblin, and the Green Goblin is one of my favorite villains, just the father and the son, because they both have it's such a connected character, you know, where it's like he's got the it's kind of like, you know, Lex Luthor and Clark Kent. Well, not really, but it's kind of like Batman and Joker kind of thing going on. You know, you got the crazy guy and stuff, but even more connected because they actually know themselves outside in their normal civil lives and stuff. And I'm not going to bash the new Spider movie just yet. I haven't even seen the Amazing Spider-Man 1 yet because I was like, yeah, I was just still. I mean, they Raimi, he really knew what Spider-Man was about. Although the third one had its issues, you know. I mean, there was the freaking, all the villains, you know, and stuff. Although I did like how the storyline got finished in a way, and I did like the when Harry and and Peter, you know, they teamed up in the end to fight Sandman and Venom. Although Venom was a complete failure and disappointment, they really should have not put in Venom. They could have like do it as a last scene and tease Venom for the next movie. And also putting in that guy from that 70s show, not ugh. But overall, I liked some of the action scenes. They were done really well. But there was just the whole point of Peter going becoming dark. It was just he just becomes emo and just kind of silly. It's like this whole scene where he's dancing was just like, eh. I do like my cheese in my superhero movies. But that wasn't the right cheese, you know. That was a misplaced cheese in a movie like this, you know, where Peter was just, you know, not emo, but just he just becomes more selfish, basically, and more evil. And first it's just really mild, but it becomes more and more, and he just goes into the darkness. And that should have been, it wasn't even the actor's fault, you know. He did whatever he could, but anyway, I am going to watch the new Amazing Spider-Man, and the second one, what I've seen is that they're teasing a Sinister Six, at least for the third movie. But already I've seen footages from the Rhino. The main villain is going to be Electro, but I also seen footage from Green Goblin, and I heard rumors of other characters. And I'm like, if they're going to put in so many villains into this movie, but how. I mean, I know the Rogues Gallery of Spider-Man is. That's the thing about Sony. They own everything that is connected to Spider-Man. So that means there's a lot of villains. Now the thing is, I know that they can use, and they want to build a Sinister Six. I even heard they want to make a Sinister Six movie. But making a movie about a villain group, it sounds very desperate. You know, I heard rumors about a Venom movie. Now that I could see more, you know, but I want to see first Venom as a villain, and then have him like as a hero. But making a movie based on the Sinister Six alone, that just sounds very desperate. Like they just want to keep on making movies to keep the rights. But how long can they keep this up? Because these movies cost a lot of money, and the revenue for the for the Amazing Spider-Man 1 wasn't that great already. I mean, I hear it was pretty okay. But they're really putting a lot on the line here. And the thing is, I really want them to lose the license and the Marvel takeover, but it doesn't seem like it way. Like I said before, you know, these big companies will keep these big. That's like the biggest Marvel franchises. And, you know, but Marvel's still doing better. And they do have some of the really big ones too, including Iron Man and Avengers and Captain America. I really would like to have them all together. I said this before, but you know, we gotta accept reality here, at this point. And if Sony is gonna do more Spider-Man related movies, my thing is that there's a couple of heroes that they could add. For example, why not have Solo? You know, there's no reason not to have Solo. And I always liked Solo. He was kind of like a Punisher type guy, you know. He got a lot of guns, and he had one ability too that he could teleport. And he would always say, "As long as Solo lives, terror dies." And I just thought that tagline was always cool. There's Scarlet Spider, I believe. There's what is it? Black Cat. They could have their own version of Catwoman. So they could have like a mini Marvel universe where it's just Spider-Man characters. So, as I said before, right now there's three Marvel movie verses, and all since ever since Avengers, everybody who has anything to do with comic books and even other stuff wants to do like an interconnected movie universe as Marvel did. And Sony wants to branch it out with the Sinister Six and Venom, and I'm saying, well, you got Solo, you got Black Cat, I believe. I don't know who else is still in there. Maybe Scarlet Spider would be a choice, For villains, I'm thinking I'd really like to see Hobgoblin, but if they do Hobgoblin, I want to see Hobgoblin as Hobgoblin, because they missed their chance with Green Goblin, at least, but I want to see something like that. I do like how they're going now with Gwen Stacy, whereas Gwen Stacy was just kind of shoved in, and the whole bridge saving scene was supposed to be Gwen Stacy, but they did it with Mary Jane in the first one, in the Raimi Spider-Man world verse, and it worked too really well. But they're now going with Gwen Stacy, and apparently they will. They had plans of introducing Mary Jane in this one, but then they cut her out of the movie. Apparently they'll add her in the third one or something, I don't know, because they want to make four. So that would make kind of sense, two movies with Gwen, two movies with Mary Jane. We'll see. I'm excited for that one. There's possibility still. I'm like, if they're not gonna give it back, I do like the new Spider-Man costume. It looks much closer than ever. It has the proper white eyes and stuff. So I'm excited for that. The action looks very good. They really tried to make it really exciting and stuff. But that's like, nowadays with a lot of CGI and stuff. I mean, I know that they not just only rely on CGI. They actually did scenes also in the first one where the characters and stuntmen would actually swing on the webs down, and that's a bold move, and that's cool that they do that, And but still, most of the Spidey action will be CGI because a lot of it is just impossible to do. But yeah, or very dangerous. I am excited for that one. Fantastic Four. They recently announced Doctor Doom. And who's gonna play Doctor Doom in this one? Now, it's gonna be what's his face name? I don't know. It's Toby Kebbell. And I don't know. Like, he could be a good choice, I guess. For he's gonna play, Dr. Victor Von Doom. I am like, he's not a really known actor. He could make it work, I guess. I don't know. I don't know this guy at all, and maybe that's a good thing. Now, I always loved Doctor Doom, and I didn't like how that what they did with him in the first two movies. He was my least favorite character of all. He was just a guy from literally from Nip Tuck. But I still enjoyed those movies to a degree, but I did know also that you could do so much more with Fantastic Four if you do it properly. But we'll have to see. We'll have to see. I'm not gonna write this one off either yet, because I'm gonna wait for a trailer, okay? I'm gonna wait at least for the trailer. Hell, with Green Lantern, I saw the trailer, I said, okay. It could be good, I guess, but let's wait for the movie. I waited for the movie because really you can only judge it until you see the movie. Yeah, and it turned out that, Green Lantern sucked, but whatever. Green Lantern will come back in one form or the other. If it's not, if it's not Hal Jordan, it's going to be Jon Stewart. Which, in a degree, I agree, because they could just, in a way, just make people forget that it's the least connection, so I'm fine with that. But it also feels like, we need more, we need more ethnic diversity in our care. Okay, if you want that, there is a lot of ethnic diverse characters. Well, not as much, I guess, but they are out there. So I'm guessing they'll have also Cyborg, because DC has been pushing now ever since the new reboot. They've been pushing Cyborg as a main part of the Justice League, and I don't know, because he just feels like back in the 90s they had Steel in the Justice League as the, let's be honest here, the token black superhero, and now it's just Cyborg, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I like Cyborg in the Justice League, because even in Injustice they put him in there, and they're like really wanting us to accept him in the Justice League. Like, yeah, he's not in the Justice League. And I'm like, well, he's in the Teen Titans. Like, for me, Cyborg and Teen Titans, especially also since the show and everything, that's kind of a thing. So it's like, why you couldn't like put in Steel or anybody? There's other characters you could put in there, you know? Why Cyborg, you know? I mean, I do like the character, but I honestly like Steel more, because Steel always felt to me more like, he could have been in many ways, like effects wise at least, he could be like the Iron Man of the Justice League, because he does a lot of tech stuff and everything. He does look like basically like a Steel Superman with a hammer, which he's kind of like, basically he's like a fan. I do know that the new Steel looks different, but reboot DC Universe, jeez. Them and their reboots, right? I don't know. I like the old Steel, because it was basically like, I know there was the shitty live action movie. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the comic book version, which was superior in so many ways, Like, I think Steel could work, especially now that we have Superman established, We can have Steel like he was in the comics. And I think I would enjoy more Steel, because Cyborg, he in many ways feels like kind of like gritty Mega Man, where Steel feels like, I know you'll say, oh, but he's just like a Superman with an armor or something. And I'm like, okay, true, but it's like you could say so many things about other characters. I mean, I just personally think, if you're gonna, have a token black superhero, you might as well have Steel. And or just look through your library of characters, and think about it, I mean, and honestly, you have to also think, because there's something that Lucifer's lawyer has said, that they are just gonna have you Steel and replace, when not Steel, they're gonna use Cyborg and replace. Now, if Cyborg, if there has been a Teen Titans established, and Cyborg just rose to the rank to be a to be in the Justice League, okay, then sure. But having him there from the get-go is just kind of like, I don't know, because I heard some, Lucifer's lawyer said that they want to just use Cyborg to replace basically Martian Manhunter, John Johns. And I'm like, why? John Johns is a cool character, and I'm like really sad. I would be really sad if they would not have John Johns in the Justice League, because he's been a part of the Justice League pretty much always. Like, he's been the only guy that has been always there, even when the Justice League didn't have Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman. He was always there. He was there in the International Justice League International. He was always there, and it's like, it just feels kind of wrong not to have John Johns in the Justice League, in our incarnation. And I know with the reboot, but in the reboot they have two Justice Leagues. They got the Justice League, which is the more what we know, and then they have the Justice League of America, because now there's two of those. Because the Justice League, I guess, is more like a planet-based thing, where the Justice League of America is more like the Avengers, more like the what the government has done. And that one includes Hawkman and stuff like that, and I think Green Arrow. And I'm like, it's basically, in a way, it feels like everybody who used to be in the Justice League but is not one of the big seven, well, we'll just get our own group. And I'm like, okay, great, great job. I don't know, like, there's many ways you can do, but if they're not going to have Jon Jones, and the thing is, if they want to, a lot of people have said, if you want to, you know, I do agree, you know, I mean, superheroes in many ways looks like an Aryan Gesellschaft or something, you know, we, it's just a bunch of white people, I guess, you know, so, and it was made in a time where that was the norm, so, and because these characters are still, were still very popular, it's like, it has stuck on, so, but, you know, both DC and Marvel have tried to, you know, add in more characters and stuff, and they did, and they did, and that are more ethnically diverse, so the thing is that there's many ways to do this where you can fix this problem, you know, and I think one of the things is that, for me, also as Lucifer Lawyer said, that I think a great idea would be to use Jon Jones, you know, the Martian Manhunter, and just use Lawrence Fishburne, I think, you know. And, well, maybe Lawrence Fishburne is a little bit too old for the role, because, I mean, Jon Jones has to look as physically as imposing as Superman, at least, you know, so, But, you know, you could have, if you could have an actor who is a younger Lawrence Fishburne, because basically, Martian Manhunter is basically the superhero DC equivalent of Morpheus in many ways. So that's the kind of character we want to play him, you know. So yeah. So that's one of the things to do. I don't know yet. That's a question that will be settled once later on. And of course, the other thing is just get Jon Stewart. You know, just say Hal Jordan exists. You know, and you know, for the first Justice League, just have Jon Stewart. But say, okay, Hal is in a mission. You know, and either save Hal for the Green Lantern reboot eventually, which will come a couple of years, hopefully, one day. Or have Jon Stewart, basically, like, have him there, and then just say Hal exists, and then in the second movie, we could even have Hal and Jon. You know, why not have two Green Lanterns? Like, have the first movie be set on Earth with an Earth-based threat, but why not have the second one be more space-like? I would be totally for that, you know? Like, they would have, or they would have a whole thing where they would have to discover a big chunk of the DC universe. There's one they have to go to, they have to go to Oa, and they just, you know, meet up with the new Hal Jordan, you know, and it's just, and the new look of the thing. Okay, and the thing is that DC, Warner, if you're gonna do a Green Lantern, you have to give him, like, a proper costume. None of the CGI bullshit. Because that was the one of the biggest problems we had with Green Lantern. Because Green Lantern could have been much better in so many ways if you would have given him a real costume. You know? A real, you know, like, spandex kind of thing or whatever. And make it really cool. You could have, like, somebody said you could do the LED lights, like, from Tron. I think that would have been a great idea. More, or make a costume and accentuate it with CGI lights. You know? Not make the whole costume CGI, you know, so, yeah, but we'll see what they'll do, you know. I think Green Lantern has a lot of potential, and even though the movie was a failure in many ways, you know, it's, there was some potential in there. Like, I literally liked Sinestro, and that was kind of a lost cause, because a lot of people said he should have been the villain. Putting Parallax as the villain was much too early, and I agree. And that should have been, like, in the third movie. And, you know, there's just so many stories you can do with Green Lantern. And I did like that Sinestro wasn't a villain in the first one, but there could have been somebody else as the villain, and not being, what's his, the brain dude guy. Because, yeah, I agree, he was also honestly mostly lame. So, yeah. DC Warner has their work cut out for themselves, so I think we should just move on from here. I did lost some of the recording that I did because I accidentally, of course, I pushed the mute button. It's something that I do. It's something who we are. I could finish the recording here, but I have still a couple of things that I need to talk about, right? But I think movie-wise, we're set here. We're set. The next topic is going to be RPG related. I've been thinking of doing an RPG session for the It's Tale Time crew. Now, my question to the It's Tale Time crew is, what kind of an RPG would you like to play? And also, who is interested? And, you know, we can discuss this in the forum board for this episode, you know. And also maybe make a separate one once we have it settled down. So my idea would be probably to start with something, you know, classic would be D&D. But if you guys have some experience in tabletop role-playing, I'm not talking MMOs, I'm talking tabletop, but we would do it over like Skype or like Google Hangouts and something like that, and play it like that in a way. You know, it would be like we would be at the table virtually kind of thing, you know. And I've done this many times now, and it works. It works really well. The only problems that are usually, if we do it over Skype, it's again the typical connection problems. But I found other ways that are more stable. But what I'm really thinking is, let's talk about what system we want to use and what theme. You know, how much, you know, how complex we want to go, and what kind of setting do you want? Do you want fantasy, science fiction, horror, or even superheroes? You know. Their tabletop role-playing game has done every genre and mixed genres and every genre imaginable. Like, in the setting, every theme imaginable, okay? So yeah, that's my question to the It's Tale Time crew. So let's discuss this. Also, I am up for questions, too, for the next Beastcast, right? If you have questions to the Beast, if you have you know, show notes you want to be read, write to me, to the Beastcast. You can write to thegamingbeast@gmail.com, but better yet, just write me in the forums to this Beastcast, in It's Tale Time, and or comment on the next round post or the Gaming Beast website, wherever you want to do. If you know, there's always the forums, which are very active, and that would be cool. If you have any questions, I'll go and answer them for the next episode. Okay, that's the thing I really want to start. I want to do basically kind of the Beast mail. You know, I did get mail, I never really read it. I think, you know, it was just because sometimes it was mail, and I just wanted to ask if I could read it from the person, and I never answered. But I'm gonna be reading now the comments from now on, and the questions. So if you have questions, you know, write me, and I will try to answer them to my best of my ability. So next topic, this is gonna be kind of the last topic, and then I have one more announcement, like two more announcements, kind of thing, just very short. And then it's going to be, you know, the show is going to go, it's going to be to end, but we're now going over an hour here. So usually I end the show at an hour. But I want to talk to you guys now. It's a little bit of shameless self-promotion, okay? And the shameless self-promotion works in this way, that how can you support the Beast, okay? I want to motivate you guys to get and check out my content, and post, comment, subscribe, like, share, all do this usual stuff, okay? The way how we're going to do this is very simple. We're going to make a game out of it, because we all like games, right? Games are fun, games are cool, and there's also going to be a little prize here, you know? So what we are going to do is we're going to have a system that I decided it's going to be called Beast Points, okay? Basically, you can earn Beast Points, and then you can earn a title. The title is going to be the Death Champion of Doom. Now, this is an experimental thing. If people really don't like it, if they don't want to do it, then we won't do it anymore, you know? But I'm going to try it, you know? I'm going to try it and see if people like it. And the Beast Points is that, for example, you can earn Beast Points. You can earn one Beast Point for any meaningful comment on my video, and my videos in YouTube, or also the GamingBeast.com, or the Next Round, or also the forum, the It's Tale Time forums. You know, if I post in my topics, you know, like for example this video, you know, if you post one, a response, a meaningful response, not just like I want my Beast Point or something like that, but something like, you know, it can be witty, funny, simple. You know, it can be something very simple. It doesn't have to be complex, and it doesn't have to be a 5-page long essay, but something meaningful, you know, not just like herpty derp or something, you know, because I enjoy reading your guys' comments, you know, I really do, and it helps me make the show better, make the videos better, make everything better, you know. So one Beast Point for any meaningful forum post, comment. Also, you get also if you post, it's at least one Beast Point for every comment on my forums, and you get 5 Beast Points for joining my forums. Now, all of that will be in the description of the show. I think I'm just going to post the show notes on here, and I will have to change them a little bit so they will fit, because I've left out quite a lot of stuff, but you'll have the show notes, and then you'll have also how to enter in the Beast Point thing. So so that means you'll get 5 Beast Points if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, okay? And you can get right away... you can also get a Beast Point if you also, you know, comment on my YouTube channels, and you can also get a one Beast Point for liking and or favoriting a video of mine. Now, how do I know that you did that? You know, you could write it in the comments. You know, that's how I know how you made it, that you made it. You know, sometimes if you got a Twitter account and you said that you favorited a video, then I can see it because it kind of then connects. Then I'll count that. You will get 10 Beast Point points if you give me a shout out in your videos. You will get 5 Beast Points if you join my Facebook and or join the TNR Facebook page, right? You also can get 5 Beast Points if you join my forums. But the thing is, not just joining, you have to also do a meaningful post. Because here's the trick. In order for every Beast Point to count, on the end of it, you have to do you have to write hashtag Beast Point. Okay? And the reason for that is, this is a kind of a way for validating that. You know, and I know it sounds kind of, you know, like whatever, and this thing, we'll see how this goes. You know, this is just an experiment. You know, I just want you guys to check out my other stuff, and give you a little bit of motivation, because if you do get the first person to get 100 Beast Points, will become the Death Champion of Doom, and I'm thinking of doing a little like a forum kind of thing, like an avatar or like a thing that they can put under the Beast Champion of Doom. And also, it's going to be like a title you'll have until I do this another time, if it has been successful enough that I do it a second time. And also, you'll get a Steam game out of like a Steam code. So you'll get a free game basically out of this. If you know, you have stuff to win, and you know, you'll get out and support my channel. You know, it's just something to check out. And it's a little fun thing to get, you know. And, yeah, so this is pretty much all I have to say. You know, go out and again, I will list all how many beast points you can get, and remember every time you post, add hashtag beast point, because otherwise it won't count. Now, if also previous comments, to be fair, there's been a lot of good friends of mine, a lot of good people that have commented. Those comments don't count, because I would have to go back and count everything, and it's also unfair to other people who are just listening now. So this is the first thing. So from now on, you can earn beast points. And this show, this thing will go on until there's a person with 100 beast points. And it might take quite a long time, you know, who knows. Maybe this is a thing that's just gonna, you know, go away. Maybe this will be successful, but it's something I wanted to try out for a long time. So go out there and show some love to your fellow gaming beast, you know, and also to the next round. And anybody to the next round, you should check out, watch their stuff, comment, subscribe and stuff. So, you know, and gain those beast points, you know. Remember, hashtag beast point. I know, self-promotion, whatever, but it's just some little fun here. Let's try some new things. Also, I got some announcements that if you want to have hear more of the Gaming Beast, I'm going to be in the second Back to the Podcast, which is in production right now. We did the recording. And the awesome Michael Smith from Michael's Retroware TV and MRGR Radio is working on that as we speak. And I had a great time, and it was a great, awesome episode. And we talk about movies and stuff, and you'll hear more about it. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to be in the episode. And I'm also going to be a featured guest in Hannu de Hand Mäkinen podcast. He's from It's Tale Time, although apparently he's leaving. But, you know, either way, he does some really good content, and you should check out his stuff. He does reviews, Let's Plays, podcasts. I mean, I have a huge backlog of his that I need to check out. And he's doing some good stuff. And we've been talking about a certain topic, and I won't say what it is because I won't spoil that. You know, you'll just, it's very soon that it's coming out, but I'm announcing it now for people who enjoy my stuff. You know, you can check out that episode. I will put a link in this description as soon as it's up. Same with Back to the Podcast, and I'm gonna make an announcement. Back to the Podcast is the movie podcast of the next round, so you can go to the next round, and there's a link for Back to the Podcast where you can check all the. So far, there's only one episode, but it's a very good episode, and the second one is in production. And also, quick shout out here, of course, to Retro Kaiser, who right now, for technical reasons, is without stable internet. But he will be back as soon as possible. He did some awesome, by the way, Kaiser, you did some awesome. Your April Fool's jokes were really awesome. Like, he did one where he announced that me and Kaiser, we're going to make the Tarl Iggat movie. And Nolan is going to direct it and that kind of shit. It's great stuff. Check it out. It's funny. He also did one on his Tale Time where he said that Kaiser is leaving its Tale Time. Of course, it's for a reason, because he's got a job at that guy with the glasses. He got a job offer at that guy with the glasses and CNN and shit like that. And he just, it's funny. Funny shit. Also, he had a cool little thing with on Mondo Cool. Radio, Mondo Cool Cast, yeah, right, Mondo Cool Cast, or just Mondo Cool, as I say, the Mondo community, the Mondo Cool community, so to speak. And yeah, check out Kaiser's stuff. The Critical Failure has been doing some good stuff, some really cool stuff. His last video was about where he checked out the ancient art of war. And he's been doing more videos recently, and you know, you should check out his stuff. And he's also been doing his Tiger Claw radio podcast that I really enjoy, and you should check that out too. I mean, he's been doing this for a while now, and he's really good at it. Of course, we got Death Adder 83, and of course we got, I mean, Death Adder 83 stuff is great with his. Drink reviews and talking about wrestling and about gaming. I mean, he's a great asset to the next round and stuff. And And speaking of great, great assets and like a pillar of the Next Round community, we got Michael Smith, of course, and everybody is doing their thing. We got Michael Smith, Alex Swingle. Michael Smith is, guys, he does MRGR Radio. You should check that out, and you should check out his reviews, which are the top-notch video game reviews I've seen in a long time. And he really puts in a lot of effort. He also has other videos, but mainly it's his reviews in MRGR Radio, and also Back to the Podcast Now, which take a lot up of his time. But he's got all kinds of other videos. Like, I remember I enjoyed some of his drink reviews. I remember a Mega Man drink he reviewed. Was it a Mega? That has been a while. I gotta rewatch that. And he does some other, you know, he does simply a bunch of reviews, and he does it really well, and it shows, and you know, he's been doing well for himself. So check out Michael Smith, Alex Swingle, of course, our RBG master, our bro-in-law, our person who brings up the questions that needs to be questions, the rambling pro gamer. He's working on a new rambling pro gamer, and I'm really excited to hear this because I always enjoy Alex Swingle's stuff and his ideas. So yeah, go and check out Alex Swingle's stuff, and you can all check these wonderful, wonderful people on the site The Next Round, the place for geeky awesomeness that, you know, it is a very, very cool place to be. And we've been thinking of doing forums of our own, so but you know, we'll think of doing forums. What do you think, guys? Should there be the next round forums? Think about that. And of course, it's Tale Time Crew. You know, not last but not least, in a way. I love the It's Tale Time Crew. They're really cool. We got Sendu, we got Team XP, we got Zookstar, we got Classy Quinn, we got, of course, Kaiser and Shintai. A Mondo community member, you know, is also part of Mondo Cool. It's like we're kind of a loosely interconnected family, kind of in a way. But we got also a Crash Jack Fan 94. Shintai, of course, back to Shintai a little bit. He's got his awesome reviews. I always enjoy his RPG reviews and his thoughts on anime and everything. Like, he's really knows what he's you know, talking about. He's not just talking out of his ass, you know. We got Amuya, of course, with his top tens and his reviews. As I mentioned already, Sendu. Sendu's got some. I've been actually watching his Power Rangers episode reviews with Phoenix 8 Productions, and I would say Phoenix 8 Productions is really, really a hilarious. You know, you do some good stuff there. And I mean hilarious in the best ways, where you really know your stuff about Power Rangers, and when you, like, rage on the show, where you're like, you know, it's like the episodes you don't agree with, that some of them are really dumb. But I actually started watching the show again, and I really gotten into it. Now, yeah, obviously there's some really cheesy stuff in the show, and I have a big tolerance for cheese, you know, when it comes to shows, because I do like a good type. There's different types of cheese in movies and in media in general, so it has to be the right style, you know, where Power Rangers feels a lot of times a little bit too preachy, but it was kind of done because parents would complain and whatever, and they wanted to make it. It's like the same what happened with He-Man, where they added the whole you know, the public service announcement at the end, you know, like, and the more you know kind of thing, you know. But it's okay. But I've been actually enjoying it because of Bulk and Skull. Because Bulk and Skull, they're like kind of their versions, toned down versions of Beavis and Butthead. You know, and that theme song always gets me. It's like, and also the fucking Bulk Witch. It's like they wanted to like make something to add to their time capsule, and it made the Bulk Witch. And I thought, that was awesome. I want that sandwich. It's not a sandwich, that's the Bulk Witch. And it was just a stupid, really long sandwich, but fuck it, I like it. I don't care. course, we've got Zookstar 1000, and of course, Hanno, who does all kinds of stuff, video reviews, commentaries, top tens, top five. This is a site that has a lot of top tens and everything. Hanno the Honda Makinen, he's gonna leave the show soon, but he's still there, and the show, I mean the site soon, which is kind of sad, but you gotta do what you gotta do, right? I mean, sometimes you just gotta move on. He's still making content, so that's cool. And I'm gonna definitely follow him still because he does some good stuff, and we had a great time doing his White Devil podcast, which has become one of my favorite podcasts. And I've been on two so far. Kaiser has been on all of them, and they're just a great listen in general. And he's got always a ton of guests and ton of great guests and stuff. So, and of course we got T McBee, we got Ragged Star. T McBee stuff is great. She does a lot of written stuff. I enjoy it. I still need to re read a lot of it and check out more, but I do enjoy it. She's got a cool style, and she writes about a lot of things I don't know that much about. And or I didn't think about it in that way. So she gives a different perspective on a lot of the media than I'm used to and stuff. So it's like a huge crazy mixed bag. I mean, it's Tail Time is a great site and you should check it out. Like the next round is time it's Tail Time and Mondo Coolcast. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff that is exclusive to every one of the websites. Like Retro Kaiser, he does a ton of work. A lot of his work on Mondo Coolcast. He does a ton of written reviews of TV shows, cartoons, animes, books, even everything. And he does his Kaiser Cast on the next round, and he also does his Kaiser Record Show, which I really enjoy, on the next round. And these are shows you should check out, if you're into these kind of things. So, anyway, I think this is a good place to stop. As I said again before, support the beast with beast points. Remember, every time you post, add hashtag beast point on the end. That way it counts. Even if it's like, a forum post or something, the reason why. It's gonna be just a way for me to do it, and once we have a winner, it's gonna end obviously, but you have a chance of winning. I have a couple of Steam cones here you can choose from, and we can get in contact, and then you can get a game and you can get an awesome title, and maybe you'll find something you enjoy, and that's the whole point here of doing this stuff is just to talk about. Maybe we have something cool in common, and we can talk about, and we can get to know each other. So, anyway, guys, this is a good place to end. I've been talking now for, wow, 1 hour, 37 minutes, and 30 seconds and counting. So, I will end this here, and I will say, fellow Beastians, from all the stuff that I've been saying, you've been one of the greatest. The supporters who enjoy my show, who listen to the Beastcast, who watch my videos, who listen to my ramblings and everything, you guys are the greatest. Of course, also cannot. I met so many people also from the YouTube RPG Brigade, Simply Gaming, Andre Martinez and Matthew and Tim Harper, and of course Alex Swingle. Who could forget the one and only Bro-in-Law Alex Swingle, and so many people I met in the recent years, and you're all friends to me, and this is really just hanging out, and I just want to get the discussion more going, and let's talk about stuff. Let's talk about nerdy stuff. Let's talk about if Superman could beat Goku, Lucifer's lawyer, I'm looking at you. And if power metal is a good genre, or if I don't know if the Castle Doctrine is a good game, and does it work at all, and all these million different topics we can talk about. So just keep on living the dream, and for a death mug of doom, fellow Beastians.